locker room leader, what's your thoughts on A, the video that is making the rounds, what happened in it, and the fact that it was made available to the public?
That's unfortunate. I mean, we're family here, and you know, just part of, I guess, the traditions of a football locker room. You know, I can understand people's concerns about it, but, you know, we're family, and it's unfortunate that, you know, that gets out and people appear to have been, you know, taken in the wrong light, but it's just something that, you know, that's unfortunate, and, you know, I think, first of all, absolutely, none of us condone bullying. We've heard that, so I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. None of us condone bullying, and, you know, you don't want to put anybody in a situation where they can get hurt, and so with that said, I mean, we just got to do a better job of being conscious of how that looks and how, you know, people can perceive it.
Does this reflect negatively at all on the chemistry in this locker room?
No. Like I said, we're a family, and everyone loves everyone. You know, we love Prince, and, you know, it's just part of it. It's part of the rituals and the traditions of a football team in that locker room. And, I mean, I would love to sit up here and say that it's really not that big of a deal, but some people are that don't understand, you know what goes on, you know, on a football team, might not look at it that way. So we're definitely sensitive to that and understand other people's concerns about it. But if anything, I think it shows just, you know, how tight of a group we are, because, you know, it's just part of, you know, doing your dues. We've all kind of went through it. I've been dumped in a cold tub when I was a rookie. But like I said, it's just unfortunate and that it's looked upon as it has been.
Is it more of a case of social media being misused by a pro athlete?
No question. No question. And, we've talked to, you know, everybody about it. Steve came to me and said he's just sorry for posting it. You know, obviously he thought it was something that would be taken in light and funny. But it wasn't, and, you know, we learned from this and, you know, try our best to move on.
This is probably a deeper question for you, but there's lots of things that happen in pro sports locker rooms that probably aren't acceptable in society, and a lot of things have changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are not the only ones that do things like that. Why do you think that's all still acceptable, you know, tossing guys into a cold tub, that type of thing, in a pro locker room?
Because it's somewhat of a tradition. It's kind of like a rite of passage, I guess. I know this might be funny, but, you know, like I said, we've all been through some kind of, you know, thing like this. You know, when I was a rookie, I got dumped in a cold tub, had to go pick up breakfasts for people, had to go, you know, pick up dry cleaning, whatever it may be. It's a part of becoming part of a football team, and, you know, you accept it. And I never thought of it as an issue whatsoever. It was just something that had always been done, and for me, it was looked upon, well, I'm going to do my part to become, you know, one with these guys, and that's probably about it.
But what about posting it online, though?
That's a whole nother issue. You know, obviously, what we do here at Giants, you know, facility is, you know, that's why we came up with the slogan last year, all in. You know, what goes on in these locker rooms is, you know, should stay in these locker rooms. And, you know, that's an unfortunate part that got posted. But, you know, it is what it is. And that's not to say that, you know, Steve did anything wrong. Yeah, I'm sure he just thought it was going to be something funny, you know. And he's a very active guy on Twitter, and he, you know, that's why his fans love him, because he's that type of guy. So, you know, just unfortunate that it's been taken into the light that it has been taken.
But Justin, nothing that happened in that room bothered you. Is that correct?
I'm not saying that. You know, and I look at it, and I look at the language used in it, and just the light that, you know, people outside of, you know, a locker room is going to view it, you know. No one really understands the culture in this locker room and in locker rooms around the country unless you've been in one. So, you know, I definitely can see how, you know, people outside of this locker room can take it in a negative light, and, and things of that nature, and for good reason. I definitely see both sides of it and wish that for everyone to know that we're going to do our part to make sure that nothing like this happens again.
That's because it went public.